this is Christine Anderson, Marketing Coordinator with Colonial Chemical, and I'm here with Molly McHenry.
Hello.
Formulation Chemist with Colonial, and we're talking about formulation number 1049, and it is the Curl Reviving Foam. This one is like, it's like kind of like a dry shampoo for curly hair.
Yeah, kind of. It's not, you know, getting rid of greasiness necessarily like a dry shampoo does, but it is meant to be used in between washes to really more redefine curls, hydrate, control frizz and static. So definitely best for people that have naturally curly hair or, you know, thicker, coarse hair.
And then you can also use it for, like, if you want to put it on wet hair after you shower.
Yeah.
As, like, a protecting...
Yeah, you can put it on wet hair, too, and then it'll, yeah, protect against heated styling tools, so blow dryers, curling irons.
And this one is similar to the Tresemme, I think, like, curl revitalizing foam. It's called, like, between washes or something like that. And it's similar to that, but ours is quat-free. But what, kind of, like, what's wrong? I mean, what's wrong with quats?
Generally, quats, you know, for a long time have been considered safe, but some people associate it with buildup. So, you know, limp, flat hair. And there are certain ones that can be irritating or have aquatic toxicity. So we have a few conditioners in here that are quat-free. If you don't care about a quat-free claim, we have, you know, water-soluble conditioning agents like the PolySugar Quats or the Colaquat PDQ that are, you know, mild and safe and environmentally friendly. So you certainly could use those in this formula. But yeah, what we're doing here is a quat-free claim.
And we actually put an amine oxide in here, which we don't really use in a lot of the personal care prototypes, but they have some conditioning properties. So we've put our Colalux SAO, which is the soyamidyl propyl amine oxide. So it's soy-derived. And then we also have our Colalac 426, and those are, like, conditioning agents as well.
Right, and they're water-soluble, and then again, quat-free.
And then we added our Colamoist 200, and that kind of controls the static and the flyaways. And then, of course, our PolySugar Malts D9 to solubilize the fragrance.
Mm-hmm.
And then what did we put in here to kind of, like, soften the hair? Because sometimes curly hair can be, like, really coarse.
Right. The Lipinate SB50, that's basically water-soluble shea butter. It comes in a liquid form and it's really easy to disperse in water-based systems. So your conditioning agents, the Colac 426 and the Colalux SAO, they're smoothing the hair and they're, you know, anti-frizz and anti-static. And then the shea butter is more softening the hair. So, yeah, it makes it really good for a lot of people that do have naturally curly hair. It's thicker and coarser, so it's good for that.
And then this one was pretty easy to put together for you, but what was, you had a little bit of trouble, like, picking a preservative?
Yeah, this one was interesting. I tried a few different preservatives in there, and this is a water-thin system. It's really easy to go together. You can do it cold blend, unless you have a particularly difficult fragrance to solubilize, then you might need to add some heat there. But all in all, it's really easy to go together. With the preservative, I did see something interesting. I tried a few different ones, and some of them were thickening the formula. And this is meant to be, you know, more water thin. It goes in a pump foamer type of bottle, so needs to be thin to come out of there and foam properly. So, yeah, if the formulator out there is going to change up the preservative, that's just something to be aware of. It may affect your viscosity and your foam.
And then speaking of the foam, this foam is very lightweight and it's not like a moussey, like, thick foam. It's very,
it's more of a wet foam.
Yeah.
But, still goes on really lightweight and it's not sticky or stiff like you might get with a scrunching gel or mousse. It's more meant to, you know, soften and smooth to add body movement while maintaining control.
And then we also, what is in here that's kind of making it foam?
Really, the foam is primarily coming from the PolySugar Malts D9. I mean, we have it in there to solubilize the fragrance, of course, but it is also providing that foam. And again, it's more of a wet foam. It's not as maybe fluffy as a mousse, but it does spread really easily onto the hair, and you can really feel how conditioning it is. You can feel that slip. So to use this, you're going to be pumping it into your hand and then spreading it through your hair and scrunching it to make those curls.
And that is formulation number 1049, and it is available for download by going to our website at colonialchem.com/formulations. It is intended for use as a starting formula and may be modified as needed. Colonial Chemical does not guarantee exact results, but we're ready to help you in any way with your next formulation project. Go to colonialchem.com/formulations, and thanks for joining us.